Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I know. You were thinking maybe I'm going to hear drums. That's what I was thinking.
It does feel like Friday.
It does. Let's just make it like a Friday. Let's start goofing off.
What do you mean start now? Have you listened to the podcast of shows Monday through Wednesday?
Of course. You know how I found them, right? I just downloaded the Bob Rose Show podcast where I normally download my podcast. And of course, I do have the Audacy app. Audacy.
What?
AUDACY. And I could listen to whole shows. I don't have to miss a minute of my own show.
Wow.
It is great. Yeah.
And if you wait a couple days, you forget what's coming, and it's like funny again.
Yes. You notice that too?
I have.
Sometimes it's even better.
Yeah.
I go, wow.
Those guys are good.
Even slightly more clever.
Yes. To use
than
your
I
word.
Thought. Oh, and you. You're like, you're brilliant. I'm like, how come I don't notice that? Something about a podcast.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. It is 6:09, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Top local story, probably. GPD arrest the alleged arsonist was setting fires to Satchel's pizza, trying to, you know, burn the van down and all kinds of stuff. It's like, come on, man.
What an idiot.
For people who aren't or familiar with the Gainesville area, Satchel's is like, you know, it's like a little local gem, hippie place,
yeah.
But hippie, happy hippie.
Love, yes.
Not hippie,
good
you know
pizza.
What I mean?
Yep.
Old school, old school hippie.
Yeah.
And and everybody loves the place. And anyway, there were some issues. And we'll get into it a little bit further because wasn't as straightforward as maybe it appears now. And also locally, how about them Gators? We're talking about the basketball team. They're undefeated. They're crushing it. All of the SEC is actually crushing it because they haven't played. They didn't get it into the SEC part of the schedule, which will happen in January. And then things could change. But right now, we're undefeated.
Nice.
And that's a good thing. And yeah, we're like, I think one poll I saw us at seventh. Ranked seventh. And another piece that came out, I think it was CBS News, and have us, dominating nationally, maybe definitely Sweet 16, possible Final Four. But it's all glowing stuff, good stuff. But, you know, you got to keep the mojo, baby. You got to keep rolling forward. And then we've got, I guess the biggest story nationally is these buffoons in D.C. and this continuing resolution. I mean, we had a great conversation with Congresswoman Kat Kamick yesterday, you know, laying out, look, 15 pages of this, resolution, which is just to continue the spending at Nancy Pelosi levels. 15 pages of it dedicated to that portion of it. An additional, 1,400 pages, almost 1,500, that had nothing to do with it. In other words, they're stuffing more pork, more all kinds of ridiculousness in there. Also, I was reading where they're trying to hire thousands of DEI people.
Yes. And how sneaky is that?
Yeah,
trying to get them in all levels of government. Oh.
There really is a kind of a scorched earth attitude amongst the Biden administration. They're really playing nasty.
They're
selling off, parts of the wall that haven't been assembled yet for literally pennies on the dollar.
Well, the only one they're screwing is the American public.
Exactly.
They're not going to hurt Trump.
No.
How stupid is that?
Well, that's how, self-serving and how much they live, in a bubble. It's just
amazing in a bad way.
It really is. So you've got this continuing resolution. And the speaker is Mike Johnson is, I mean, he's okay with it, which is grotesque.
Yeah, I don't get that.
I know nobody wants the government shut down. A lot of times the Republicans get blamed for it, blah, blah, blah. Oh, no. We had an election, and we want to start on the right foot and get into this Doge era. And you're not going to do it if you continue with this pork-packed resolution. Josh Hawley said, look, Speaker Johnson's trying to jam this spending bill down our throats. I see no wisdom in this whole thing, in this whole process. And of course, the Democrats are laughing. I mean, they don't care about, there's no fiscal responsibility there. And then Josh Hawley also said this bill is hugely harmful to President Trump. It is. It's like, there's a race. There's a race to succeed. There's a race to make America great again. And they're going to tie this giant ball to his leg. You know, like a ball and chain of this, you know, continued. The levels of these spendings are ridiculous, and the Democrats are trying to push it higher. This is exactly why Trump won. Republicans need to stand very strong with him. He's not for it. They shouldn't be for it. Congresswoman Kat Kamick is not in favor of it at all.
And then you got Hakeem Jeffries talking about how they're trying to hurt the American people. I'm like, what is this bill going to do to the American people over the next decades?
What have we learned about Democrats, especially, you know, over the last 10 years, but especially the last three or four? Whatever they say, it just say the opposite. So Hakeem Jeffries says what? What about hurting the American people?
If you try to stop this, we'll hurt the American people.
Right. So you better stop this to help the American people. Remember, it's always it's the opposite with those folks. I mean, seriously, you could go down the line on all kinds of policy issues, and you would find that would be true. J.D. Vance, you know, the incoming VP, spoke with Speaker Johnson and allegedly had a productive conversation. Productive. Yeah, like I'm not sure what that means. My understanding right now, as we speak here, that this thing is dead on arrival, at least in its current form.
Yeah. Hopefully it was something like, I'm really tough. I was in the military, and I'm going to kick your butt if you don't stop this. I was hoping it was kind of something like that.
Well, President-elect Donald Trump, but, you know, he's spoken, well, Trumpian terms.
Yes, Trumpian. I like that.
He's totally against the proposed continuing resolution, which is just full of expensive and non-essential, unrelated stuff. I mean,
more stuffing than your Thanksgiving turkey had.
And look, the Democrats are going to do what the Democrats do, especially now. They want to do damage. They do. It's obvious.
Yeah.
But Republicans, you cannot, with one side of your face, say how Doge and all that, we're going to cut the budget, etc. And then with the other side of your face, vote for this bizarre, huge, pork-filled bill.
No.
You can't do it. We're not going to let you get away with it. Stand tall, stand strong with the president. Do the right thing. 6:16 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and we've got a lot more to talk about. That includes Trump, Biden, healthcare, wokey. It's all coming up. News Talk 97.3 The Sky. Happy Thursday.
It's almost time again to make our dreaded resolutions, bringing hope for the new year by making promises to ourselves.
To be more patient.
Some good.
Get fit.
Lose some damn weight, man.
Some smart.
Quit smoking. Work out again.
And some that just speak for themselves.
Be nicer to people.
Be nicer to people.
Here at The Sky, we resolve to continue bringing the latest news and a place to talk about it.
Happy New Year.
Hey, very happy New Year.
Hear about it first. Talk about it now. News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Yes, it's Thursday. Yes, it's the Bob Rose Show along with Greg Cassidy. Yes, is also the music we're playing.
It is indeed.
I'll be around about.
Especially if you get through Christmas dinners and stuff.
That who knew that that song would gain popularity amongst those who are urban planners? Get it?
Oh,
I'll be a roundabout.
Round, okay.
Get it?
See what you, see what you,
you
did
get
there.
It, Greg?
Oh, I get it. Yeah, I get it.
Pass the eggnog, pal. I'm ready.
Unfortunately, most people still don't know how to drive through one.
Right. Correct. That is, yes.
At least in North Central Florida.
Well, part of the problem is in some areas they don't actually design and build them properly. They make them a little too small.
Yeah, they do.
That's somebody who drives a fire truck. They'll tell you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's
fine. Emergency vehicles need to get through? Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
We'll make the curbs low enough. That's not really how it should be.
It's not what a curb is really for.
Yeah.
No. Let's make something that's supposed to keep you from driving on them small enough so you can drive on them.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No logic there.
And they get, and then get all upset when we do drive on them. Yeah. Hey, good morning. Happy Thursday. We're getting there. We are getting there. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is in the house, of course, and President-elect Donald Trump is totally against the continuing resolution that Speaker Johnson's trying to ram down our throats, according to Senator Josh Hawley. That is your top story. It appears in its present form, this thing is dead on arrival. We'll see. They can do better. 15 pages actually deals with the continuing resolution, which would just continue the existing spending the way it is now, which is Nancy Pelosi COVID levels. That's ridiculous. And they managed to pack it full of all kinds of other garbage and pork, completely unrelated in any way to the business at hand. But, you know, should we be shocked? Let's think about the holidays. Let's think about Christmas. What do you want for Christmas? I'll tell you what I would like for Christmas. Let's do it from a New Year's perspective.
Okay.
You know? New Year. In the New Year, I wish not only for world peace.
Yes.
But that we really focus on keeping the Chi-Coms at bay.
That's an important thing. Yeah.
Interesting piece. Caitlin McFaul, Fox News. The U.S. looks to better secure itself from threats posed by Chinese Communist Party. Beijing is skirting efforts to clamp down on Chinese interference by utilizing a core American principle, the separation of state and federal powers. But when you simplify it, it is, as I and many others have spoken about, the way to get around a lot of these things.
Mm-hmm.
Greed, baby.
Wow.
A little bit of greasing of palms, and man, the folks that are in positions of power, they are just, their hands are slip sliding away.
Mm-hmm.
While the U.S. federal government over the last several years has taken steps to protect against potential threats posed by Beijing, you know, like efforts restricting and investing in U.S. farmlands, China could use the land for espionage schemes, absolutely. But the one thing where we're failing at is influence. Same as Isaac, greasing palms, influence. According to a report titled The Near Enemy, China's Subnational Reach into the United States, it came out Tuesday by the Foundation for Defense of Democracies, the FDD. China's localized subnational relations in the U.S. are its driving force behind their continued influence in a bunch of different sectors. Yep. So they get around some of these things, skirting federal policies, and they focus on relation building at the state and local levels, whether it's through private contracts, state-based programs, or acquisitions and investments that create jobs and boost local economy. I mean, one of the things that comes to mind is building a Chinese battery plant in Michigan. Now, you could sell it to Michiganders as, wow, this is a great, you know, employment opportunities for locals, mm-hmm. and they're going to build batteries, so that's going to help us with, you know, our need to address the shortage in the EV market. We know this market's expanding, even if it's not forced on the American people, it's probably going to expand at least somewhat. I mean, I could see how it could be sold maybe to people, but you definitely need to read the fine print.
Yeah, wasn't there another partner in that with Ford or so? Maybe,
yeah,
sort of, kind of.
And honestly, I don't want to confuse myself or anyone else because there was more than one deal
going on.
Ford in a partnership was one of them.
Yes.
Another one was basically, if you allowed this company to open up the battery factory, there was in the contract something like you would have to hire 300 Chinese nationals.
Yes, I remember that. Mm-hmm.
And also, you would have to preserve some space or something for Chinese Communist Party meetings.
Listen to that.
And so the town said, once they, you know, they began to really look at this stuff, and the people were upset, and they said, okay, no, we're not going to allow this. And you know what the Chinese said? Sorry, Jack. So sorry. Too late. Day late, dollar short, sucker.
Wow.
And basically, they would sue. And they would probably win, breach of contract. And it's a little town.
See,
what are you going to do?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and when I say that, well, here's the problem with the Chinese. You say, well, you know, the people are probably nice. And you know what? They probably are. But if you're a Chinese national, you are forced to do the bidding of the Chinese Communist Party if you're asked to. And that's where you say, okay, we really have to think things out and really work on them. And the new administration obviously is going to be much better at that, but that's at the national level. We've got to all be active as citizens and make sure on the local level they're not pulling a fast one on us. All right? Maybe put nothing in my Coke. 6:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here. Merry Christmas. Well, we are getting close.
Yeah.
97.3 The Sky.
That's not glee they're shouting with.
Move it!
Guide your sleigh through the season.
The holidays are hard enough.
Traffic updates help so much.
The news, weather, and traffic station.
I-75.
Accidents.
Give me my traffic report.
97.3 The Sky.
Hey, Ebenezer, I thought you were going to play some Christmas music. Yo, Ebenezer. That's better.
Little Toby Keith for you. Miss him.
Yeah, we're rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party.
Yeah, I like his rendition.
Mistletoe hung where you can see every couple tries to stop. Just rocking around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring.
There you go. Just a
later we'll have.
You know, we need a break every once in a while from doom and gloom and death and destruction, and you know, a little Christmas tune and there.
Yeah,
that's perfect. Now we can get back to mayhem.
Does it feel like, seriously though? Does it feel like Christmas is next week?
No.
This month has, I mean, we talk about it all the time, but like, it's, I'm looking at the calendar going, wait a minute. It's next Wednesday. Christmas Eve is,
Christmas has, changed. Well, Christmas maybe hasn't changed through the years, but as your family grows or changes, it's just different. And you realize in some aspects of it, Christmas, I mean, obviously is the birth of our Lord and Savior to us believers, which is the most important thing, but just as a mainstream thing, it really is for the kids.
Mm-hmm.
So if your kids are now adults,
right,
it just takes on a different, it's just a different feel now.
I get that. Yeah,
now with my first grandbaby boy,
oh, it's starting all over again.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly. So we'll get back into that,
mm-hmm,
you know, kind of sense of excitement, I guess, if you will. But no, never wanting to lose focus of what it absolutely is all about.
Right.
For us believers.
That's important.
So locally, I just touched on this at the beginning of the hour. Gainesville police arrested the alleged arsonist yesterday who set fire to the van located at Satchel's Pizza in Gainesville over the weekend.
What a jerk.
This is from Main Street Daily News. According to Gainesville Police Department release, they arrested LeGrand Takagdoy, that's as close as I think I can get, 42 years old.
Okay.
You're playing with matches at 42?
And you're trying to burn up, you know, a little piece of, I don't know, community, what's the word I'm looking for? I mean, it's like,
it's part
of the community. That van, you know, you get to go sit in there and eat your pizza. Come on.
Yeah, it's It's a cool hippie place. And I mean,
yeah,
when
it is.
From back when hippies were happy, that's how I kind of describe it to people.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
And so it fits perfectly in Gainesville, but in a positive way.
Right.
From my perspective.
No, I agree.
Of course.
Yeah.
But everybody loves it. Everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Satchel's is a uniter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. So police arrested this guy. But there was like some controversy. I saw it on Facebook and somebody sent it to me and said, Bob Rose, you know about this. And I looked into it and I didn't have enough information. I didn't want to go on the air and say, yeah, the Gainesville police chief or the Gainesville police department kind of dropped the ball on this one. I just, you know, I didn't want to go there without knowing. Okay, but that's what the thing that was going around Facebook led you to believe.
Hmm.
Well,
okay.
It is interesting because the arrest was made after Gainesville Police Chief Nelson Moya, the chief.
Yeah.
And the Gainesville Fire Rescue Interim Chief, Joseph Hillhouse, they both met with Satchel's pizza owner. And in case you don't know, yes, his name is Satchel.
What a coincidence.
Yes. Yeah. So they met with him early Wednesday afternoon and discussed some of these events and all that. Now, they responded to the fire initially on Sunday, and they actually had some video of the suspect. And then, now listen to this, a series of miscommunications, according to GPD, resulted in the delay of apprehending the suspect. Huh. The press release stated that the investigation moved forward into Monday with officers filing reports, but a shift transition led to a delay in assigning an investigator to the case.
Okay.
So, you know, you could say somebody dropped the ball.
It happens, yes.
And here's the interesting thing. Quote, the chief was really great to talk to and admitted that some mistakes were made. He was as mad as I was that communication had broken down. This is from the owner, Satchel Ray. He said it in a Facebook post yesterday. Quote, he promised to catch the individual quickly and kept assuring me that they could handle this quickly. He also explained that that he is interested in doing the best job possible, regardless of public pressure or social media. He was only made aware of the situation this morning, meaning yesterday morning. And then later on in the day, they actually, you know, had this guy apprehended.
Cool.
Moya acknowledged the communication error. He said, whether you're running a police department or a pizza restaurant, providing good service takes solid, reliable communication. He put that out in a press release. We're not going to drop until we get the suspect. We're going to take what we learned so that we can do better moving forward. What more can you ask for?
Absolutely. I like Chief Moya, actually. I think he's a good guy. He can be good for the department.
I just think it is so important, if you're in a leadership position, to acknowledge when things weren't done right,
mm-hmm.
and then to say, we're going to use this to, you know, to make things better.
Absolutely.
The acknowledgement really is important because in the political world that we live in, you always see people either pointing their fingers, blaming something else. They won't accept it. Or in many cases, like in the national stage and a lot of people in the Biden administration, they'll just deny it.
Yeah.
Like Secretary Mayorkas. What? Crisis at the border. What? Open border. What? Come on. What? Mm. Yeah. It's just so
irritating.
Frustrating. And here you have the chief of police going, oh, look, yeah, here's what happened. He even, you know, got into some detail. The shift change and the ball got dropped.
And what a weirdo. You're like setting multiple fires into this van. It's like, what?
Yeah.
What is in what in your brain says, yeah, that's what I want to do.
Yeah. I don't know the background of the guy. You know, it is funny when you see a photo posted,
yeah,
but you already know they're like accused of something.
Right.
You're like, yeah, I can see it. He looks like a weirdo.
You can see it in his eyes.
But if it said, this guy is up for the Nobel Peace Prize,
right,
you'd be like, man, yeah, he seems like a really kind-hearted person. Don't tell me that that we're not easily biased.
Well, every mass murderer next door seemed like such a nice guy. He was quiet.
Kept to himself.
Yeah, right.
Perfect neighbor.
Yes.
Until they murder one of your friends.
Yeah.
The Bob Rose Show podcast, available wherever you normally download your podcast. Just click on subscribe and you won't miss a minute of the show. And we still have a lot of great stuff coming your way, including health issues in San Francisco. Well, I'll explain next on 97.3 The Sky.
The gift of news.
Stay on top of Florida news.
Weather.
Weather can affect everything.
And traffic.
So you don't get stuck on I-75.
Year round.
It's super important for me to know.
Thanks, Sky.
News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
Good morning and welcome. Another day in paradise, Roland. We are so blessed. And we're blessed to have great listeners. And we appreciate that. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We are live for now. Unless
yes,
set a disclaimer somewhere in there that'll run at a later date.
That could be.
Did I confuse anyone? Sorry.
A little bit,
that.
Yeah. I'm confused.
I'm just going to be honest.
Here.
I'm just going to be honest.
Yeah.
We're going to take some time off.
Well, I don't take much vacation.
No.
You're the vacation king.
True.
You've been here for so long.
Yes.
You know, it's great when you get, 47 weeks of vacation a year. But, no, we're going to take a little time off.
Yeah.
So.
Time with family, time to maybe just chillax. I think we might. I want to go see my sister, but here's where it gets tricky.
Okay.
We're very close, even though she beat me incessantly, mentally and physically, our entire childhood.
But other than that, it was a great life.
Other than that, no, I've come to appreciate. Seriously,
really?
And I'm being serious. Oh, no, okay. I've come to appreciate it. And
cool.
we get along wonderfully. We've had for years. But her son, my nephew, has cancer. And, of course, it's devastating news and all that. Well, he's going through some of the treatment. And so I said, hey, we want to come and I want to see him, right? And I could just tell in her tone, when you know somebody so well, and she inherited this from my mom, and there's this tone of, well, yes, of course, we would love to see you, absolutely. But in the I could read between the lines, I'm like,
right.
Oh, my gosh, she is stressed out of her gourd.
Yeah.
When she's coming across that calm, because that's not her normal nature.
Right.
It's not like she's, normally, but she's, she has a lot of life to her and energy. And when I see it subdued like that, I'm like, oh, yeah. So anyway, it complicates things. So I think we're going to go up in kind of that area and play it by ear and say, hey, what do you think about us? We're a couple hours away. What do you think about us coming by for a bit?
Right. Just for a little visit.
Yeah. I mean, she already said okay, but.
Yeah, I get it.
It's because, it's my sister. I'm his uncle.
Uh-huh.
I don't want to see. I totally want to let her off the hook if she really doesn't want company, I guess is
exactly.
What I'm saying.
Right.
But I don't want her to think, or really my nephew, that I, I care for him. And
you just don't want it to be an extra stress on top of everything else already.
Yeah, because she just had my other nephew, her other son, and he teaches in Latvia. So to get on a plane from Latvia.
Wow.
To come home to see his brother. So I don't know exactly where we're at prognosis-wise either. That has not been completely shared with me. So anyway, that's kind of part of the deal. And then we'll do like the Tampa Bay area. And my son will be flying in from Utah, where he's at second year of medical school. And then Robbie and the girls, Rihanna and Kaylee, we'll all get together. I think talked about what's called Top Golf thing. Have you heard of that, Greg? It's like a driving range, but it's a lot of entertainment, kind of involved in it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think we're going to do that. That's one of the activities we're going to try to do together.
We're just going to stay around the house, but with some time off, and we'll see how it goes. We've kind of been in a mode of wanting to declutter. Both at the house, we've got stuff in storage. It's like, really, do we need all the stuff? And I've got memorabilia that I've saved for a lifetime of radio. I got rid of a bunch of it when I moved to Florida 10 years ago. But I've still got boxes of stuff, autographed albums, the gold album kind of thing on the walls, that kind of stuff, mugs from cruises that I went on. I mean, just all kind of weird stuff that it meant something at the time, but it's like it sits in a box. In storage, year after year, I don't see it, I don't look at it. If I don't have it on display as a memory thing,
right.
What good is it doing?
True. No, and you're looking at it logically, which is great, until you open the box go, oh my gosh,
I love that.
That's my favorite trophy.
And then
you pick up another one and you go,
yeah.
Well, this is also my favorite. Kind of like I Am with Jackets.
Yes.
It's hard to let go.
Oh, listen, I will never forget the day that in storage in St. Louis, we had gone up for a trip. We're bringing my mom back down. And we're in the storage unit, and there's my mom and me and Jen. And it's like, okay, save, give away. I mean, T-shirts from all kinds of things and places. And
What was that one? I think she was Asian-American or something. She would hold it to her heart.
Yeah.
It was a TV show, actually,
right.
To help you declutter.
Yes,
hold
exactly.
It to her heart, and then, you know, I can let it go, or no, I need to keep it.
Well, and even Jen's thing is, does it really bring you joy? Well, if it's sitting in a storage unit all year long, probably not.
Well, I think the Buddhists have an edge on us when it comes to material possessions, because they basically are like, all material possessions can bring you pain. So it's the opposite of bringing you joy.
Well, that's very optimistic.
Well,
that doesn't sound joyful.
It frees you from all that's that
true.
Goes along with the bondage of ownership,
stuff.
So to speak.
Yeah. No, it's a good point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Hang in there, my friends. We've got plenty more coming up, including Christmas canceled. I've got to explain, and you need to hear it, coming up on News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
The stories that matter.
The Republican Party now reflects the country.
Every day.
This is a mandate to change the way Washington works.
All day.
Isn't it nice to win? It's nice to win.
On 97.3, The Sky.
Day one promise, mass deportations.
What happened?
Tom Homan, border czar.
What it means.
Get the hell out of the way, because we're coming.
What's next?
Florida U.S. Senator Marco Rubio.
Mike Waltz, national security advisor.
The transition that's so smooth.
24/7.
The news station.
News Talk 97.3, The Sky.